Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Verts entitled, Staying in Tune.
We're going to read from 1 Samuel 11. And the context for that is Saul has just been made king. And while a good number or the majority of people rejoice with that, some are really not happy with that and are actually speaking against the king. So that's the context for this reading. Makes sense at the kind of the end of this chapter. About a month later, Nahash the Ammonite went up and besieged Jabesh Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Make a treaty with us, and we will serve you." But Nahash the Ammonite said to them, "On this condition I will make a treaty with you, namely that I gouge out everyone's eye, right eye, and thus put disgrace on all people in Israel." The elders of Jabesh said to him, "Give us 7 days, respite, that we may send messenger throughout all the territory of Israel. Then there is no one to save us. We will give ourselves up to you." And the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul. They reported the matter in the hearing of the people, and all the people wept aloud. Saul was coming from the field behind the oxen. And Saul said, "What is the matter with the people that they are weeping?" So they told him the message from the inhabitant of Jabesh. The Spirit of God came upon Saul in power when he heard these words, and his anger was greatly kindled. He took a yoke of oxen and cut them in pieces and sent them throughout all the territory of Israel by messenger, saying, "Whoever does not come out after Saul and Samuel, so shall it be done to his oxen. Then the dread of the Lord fell upon the people, and they came out as one. And he mustered them at Bezek. Those from Israel were 300,000, and those from Judah 70,000. They said to the messenger who had come, "Thus shall you say to the inhabitant of Jabesh Gilead, 'Tomorrow, by the time the sun is hot, you shall have deliverance.'" And the messenger came and told the inhabitants of Jabesh. They rejoiced. So the inhabitants of Jabesh said, "Tomorrow we will give ourselves up to you, and you may do to us whatever seems good to you." The next day, Saul put the people in three companies. At the morning watch, they came out in the camp and cut down the Ammonites until the heat of the day. And those who survived were scattered, so that no two of them were left together. The people said to Samuel, "Who is it that said, 'Shall Saul reign over us? Give them to us, so that we may put them to death.'" But Saul said, "No one shall be put to death this day, for today the Lord has brought deliverance to Israel." Samuel said to the people, "Come, let us go to Gilgal and there renew the kinship." So all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. And they sacrificed offerings of well-being before the Lord. And there Saul and all the Israelites rejoiced greatly. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now New Testament is taken from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus prays on the Mount of Olives. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours alone." As Jesus, an angel appeared from heaven to him and strengthened him. and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you very much. Kind of the key thoughts that came to mind as I was reading those passages, and including the psalm, is how to remain in tune with God. And often the picture that I use is like a radio station. And if God channel is, you know, 102.7, how do we stay on that channel? So we remain in not just in contact, but remain aware of his presence and also his action in our lives. And that's what we see in the psalm, the importance of taking time, reading scripture, meditating, digesting, incorporating all the counsels and the advice and the stories of scripture that can inform who we are, who God is, and our call, our in a sense we could say our purpose in this life. In the Old Testament is a group of people who were out of tune with what God was doing. He had chosen a king. They had asked that. He had told them that actually it was not the best decisions, but God accommodated their request. And he had chosen Saul to become king. But some were complaining and jealous and putting themselves in danger of themselves being punished. In the passage, it was something about a group of people who were under attack and how Saul became God's instruments to deliver them and to bring unity to the country. And in a sense also, not just unity, but forgiveness to those who were against him. He says, they will not be punished. God has delivered us. This is a day to celebrate. And it brought about unity. And in this passage, it's about prayer. And the prayer is how we then stay in tune, understand the times, so that when the times are difficult, times of trial, of temptation, we may stand firm. Jesus was a person of prayer, and when time of trial, and here is his impending death approaching on the cross, he is the one praying so that he will remain in tune with God's will. Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. So doing morning prayer, going to church, but also we need to make our own decisions of a discipline to be people of prayer. And prayer is not just talking about God and closing our eyes. Prayer is reading our scripture, is thinking about it, is maybe finding ways to nourish our souls with God's word. And there are many ways today. I like to do Lectio 365. Some people do a Bible in 1 year. Whatever works for you. What system do you have in place to stay in tune? It's very important. It's about being alert and praying. And certainly we see also often in the time of Israel is when things go well, you know, when they have a house and they have food and don't have to worry too much about tomorrow, that they were in danger of forgetting God. So today is a reminder of the importance to pray every day, to take time with God, but throughout the day also, to be aware of his presence as we walk and to be in that spirit of prayer.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.